is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the
Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Oh, it's Friday, gotta get down on Friday, looking forward to
the CCB,
yeah. Hey everybody, it is Friday,
we've done it,
we are now, after today's episode, we're officially caught up.
That's right.
Oh man.
Until tonight, when a new movie airs.
That's right. 28 in the can.
That's right.
29 including crashing. Right. 29. Out of the 41.
Wow.
So that's 12 more. Three more weekends. All in, all done.
It's hard to believe.
It goes by so quick.
It really does.
It does.
It actually does. After Thanksgiving, it feels like it's over.
Yep.
Which this week has taken its toll.
Yeah, we have aged. Significantly.
Yeah, we have significantly aged during this week, for sure.
And that's saying something for you, Panda.
Yeah, no, I don't have many years left. At this point, guys,
someone dropped off a casket.
And it was weird.
There's a mirror in it.
They just.
That's a good bit.
You want to give any inside information behind that joke?
Ask us at a live show. Ask us at a live show about that joke. I'll tell you the whole thing.
It's a great joke.
I stand by everything that happened.
No, you don't.
You couldn't.
No, you don't.
I think it was great.
Couldn't possibly stand by everything.
I do. I think it was impactful.
All right. Well,
it made an impact.
Speaking of making an impact, guys. Yeah, that Greenville. Did you hear this news?
Dude.
Yeah, that Greenville's. I think I don't want to say that we are responsible for this. But
I think we probably have some say in it for sure.
So who even did this? Somebody came out, Southern Living or something like that, and said, "Hey, Hallmark Town, you want one? Greenville, South Carolina. We're on a list of Hallmark towns.
One of the best Christmas towns for a Hallmark movie.
Unbelievable.
Now were we on lists before we started talking about that Greenville?
Country Living magazine.
Country Living.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, if anyone would understand Country Living, it would be that magazine, and we would too.
And we're country boys.
Yep. Greenville's Ice on Main, the Festival of Trees. We've talked about both of those on this podcast ad infinitum.
Yep.
We've talked about them ad nauseum. Would be better there.
And if
they mention them in Country Living,
I think they've been listening to our podcast and just kind of assumed. And so you're welcome, City of Greenville. But also, it is true. It really is like a real-life Christmas town. Tonight, we have our Christmas tree lighting. Tomorrow, we have our Christmas parade.
Christmas parade.
A lot of fun things going on around Hallmark. Around Greenville. You see what I did?
I think so. It's unbelievable. Look out. What happened? Did you hit it?
Maybe.
Could have been anybody. You guys, you know what else I'm also loving this holiday season is the Yum Yums.
Yums is crushing
and,
it.
And
that holiday box.
The holiday box is coming. We are going to do an unboxing of a holiday box, I believe, next week, and I'm very excited about it. A holiday box is fun times.
Yeah, it is.
Fun times, hodgepodge, beluga. You can go to universalyums.com, use the promo code Hallmark, and just kind of finish your Christmas shopping.
Yeah, done.
Perfect way to do it. We're talking Christmas contest. Which is the CCB movie of the year.
That's right.
Which we just found out, as of recording this, I believe today or yesterday, the ratings came out.
Dethroned
not, for the second year in a row.
Not top two.
No, not top two.
Didn't even, is she top three?
She's top two for Christmas.
No.
Who's above her?
My Family Christmas Tree.
Oh, yeah.
My Christmas Family Tree.
My Family Christmas Tree.
Yeah.
My Christmas Family Tree.
It's one of those
one
two.
One of those two.
And then... Christmas at Castle Hart.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And then she, I believe, is third for Christmas.
The thing that I was blown away by is that almost a million less viewers watched Candace's movie this year versus last year.
Did it air also on the Sunday last year, too?
To be fair, after last year, they all should have left.
Was that Sunday to
yes,
Sunday?
Yes, she always gets to Sunday by herself. Since we've been watching them, Christmas.
See, she didn't get to Sunday by herself, though. But she had the 6 o'clock.
I'm sorry. So she got Sunday without any other competition because they would do a 10 o'clock.
I see.
Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. But Shoe Addict's Christmas was Sunday. you know, a Journey Back, or we didn't do Journey Back to Christmas. All of her movies that we've seen have been on a Sunday night.
I think they're placing her on the wrong night. I think she would get better on a Friday or a Saturday night.
I thought that, but I'm telling you, that night has always been the ratings king until the last 2 years. Christmas Waltz barely beat it last year. And then this year, Lacey just ran ragged over it. And I don't think it's because it's on Saturday. I just think CCB's kind of...
I don't know what it is. But I will say this. Hallmark did their thing, the doubling up on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It did really well for them, rating-wise. Yes, each of those movies got over 2 million viewers live, real-time. And so, and the Thursday night did as well. So kudos to them for trying a new thing, and it actually worked out for them.
Good for them, man.
So maybe bad news for us next year when they decide to do that every single weekend. Cool for them. And we're still trying to find the fine print of the GAC ratings. We'll let you guys know.
We'll get there. I believe the brand Shirtless with Tyler Hines outperformed the Trevor Donovan movie. It's close. It's neck and neck. We're hoping to win out at least in the demo.
Yeah. Well, no, we're slaying in the demo.
That's true.
All right, guys, you ready to dive into the Christmas contest?
Yes, yeah, please. Let's do
it. Who are you?
It's just me.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Originally on November 28th, and it went a little something like this. CCB's name is Lara.
Lara.
And she's a COO. She's a boss babe.
She's a coo.
She used to untangle lights, but she doesn't have time for that anymore. Ben Winters is a professional baseball player turned jerky salesman who is the type of guy who waves at cardboard cutouts of himself when he walks by. Lara's mom is worried about her not having time for Christmas like she used to. So she tells her about the Daytime Denver's Christmas contest where she could win money for charity and get her into the Christmas spirit again. And this works. She writes an essay about what Christmas means to her. And Ben also enters the contest mainly to get his jerky out into the world. But obviously, both Ben and Lara have been selected to join the contest along with three other people. We quickly find out that they have a past. The type of past, and they were the type of couple that was super competitive, especially when it came to random Christmas trivia. They both keep buzzing in at the same time and yelling answers, but they both get points and they both move on to the second round. For the next round, they have to bake, and Lara decides to bake with a bunch of elderly people, and Ben does the opposite and bakes with a bunch of kids. Ben accidentally spills gumdrops everywhere, and Lara slips on the spill and falls into her cake. But lucky for her, some girl's gingerbread must have tasted like straight trash because she moves on. Ben and Lara have a picture of them getting all kissy-kissy with Santa goes viral thanks to the tabloids picking up that local Denver tea. It's all anyone's talking about. The next competition is some sort of singing performance thing that I wish I could tell you more about, but I just can't at this point in time. But all I do know is that Ben and Lara go to the finals. Ben comes over one night and does a shadow puppet show to impress. And it does. But there's some serious flirty going on. Ben is on cloud nine, and the next day he's like, "My world has been changed. I would like to now start a nonprofit and do that all year round. Jerky's in my past, nonprofits in my present and future." And she's like, "I know you're going to flake on this, but I guess, that doesn't stop her from quitting her job the next day and wants to dive head first into this thing." And then he's like, "Hey, maybe you should just slow down a little bit." And she's like, "I knew it. You're going to flake. And I want you to know that," and this is her words, "she's freaking amazing." Then she tears apart a Christmas tree. Things got real, real fast. Lara's mom realizes that she's the worst, so that's good for everyone. And it's time for the final of the contest, and Lara just didn't do a tree. Then Ben did a tree upside down, and somehow they both win.
You know how it goes.
They decide to split the money, splitsies, and they're going to go and do the nonprofit thing together, and I bet they're going to date. The movie ends with them doing a big old kiss, and that, my friends, was the Christmas Contest.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
CCB, everybody.
CCB.
People are liking this one, Brian. Burp, burp, burp. People are liking this one.
People are liking this one.
They are.
Is that what you're saying?
A lot of positive buzz out there.
From who?
The viewers.
The viewers?
That's right.
Hi, awesome, guys. Man. That's right. Hi, guys. It's me, Thomas.
Hi, Thomas.
You got any questions for me?
I don't have anything for you because I did not know you were coming on the show.
I have a couple.
Yes,
good. Good. Great.
Yeah, so I have pants.
What do you think of the CCB movie?
I didn't see it. Next question.
What's your favorite milkshake?
I have not had one. Next question.
What's your favorite color?
I'm colorblind. Next question.
What's your favorite thing to do during your day?
I try to sleep. Next question.
I've got nothing, Thomas. Thank you.
I need one more question.
Okay. What's your favorite word?
Thomas out.
It's weird. Let's take a quick break here and deck the hallmark.
Yes.
You almost. Yeah.
I just, at this point, I just don't even.
I don't know why you're dealing with the cloud anymore. Backblaze, unlimited storage. Never get another one of those messages ever again. $7 a month. That's less than you're paying just for the dumb insurance on your phone. Get the Backblaze.
Somehow on my phone, like with the iCloud and my Apple,
like $25 it's always, for extra storage.
But I'm all, it's all, Apple's always like, it's this is too much for me to handle.
I don't know.
About no that. Matter what.
Yeah.
You're not going to worry about that with Backblaze. Backblaze unlimited. Is unlimited. Unreal. And they have, they've helped restore over 55 billion files.
That's right. So many files.
So many. Try
files.
To count them.
One, two,
go to backblaze.com.
55 billion. I did it.
Backblaze.com/deck to get a 15-day free trial. That's backblaze.com/deck to get a 15-day free trial to start uploading those suckers unlimited files from Backblaze.
Speaking of unlimited files, have I introduced you to Unlimited File Low?
Oh!
Hey, can I say it? Your holiday movie hub!
Yeah! Unlimited File Low.
Philo.tv/DTH. Get you 25% off of 2 months right now. Get that unlimited DVR. Get all your channels for holiday movies and others. It's the best TV around.
What's a Philo?
No, you don't worry, Thomas.
Okay, bye.
I gotta say, Thomas, kind of wet blanket.
A little bit.
Yeah. I don't think
seems
so.
To never want to give an answer. Yeah, okay. Thomas.
What's a wet blanket?
It's when you just ruin everything.
You think I do that?
I mean, anytime people ask you what your favorite color is, and you say, even colorblind people have a favorite color.
Are you colorblind?
I am a little bit.
No, you're not.
I am.
What color am I wearing?
Chartreuse.
Anyone got any questions? One more question.
Do you like your birthday?
I was created in a lab.
And he found his way out of that one.
Throw Kyle XY set.
Truman Show situation.
No belly button on that.
I am so. He is Kyle
XY. Thankful we brought it back to Kyle XY. Man.
It wouldn't be a holiday season, no, everybody.
We did.
Holy
it.
Oh my gosh. You think baby Jesus has a belly button?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Yes.
He does.
Last year.
Yes, the wrong.
That's a terrible question.
No, last year. It's a callback. I know you guys don't remember this. Last year, you did a bit where you said that he didn't have a belly button, and we fell for it for a second.
That sounds like me. That's great. I love it. I love it. I'm here for it.
That was a good bit.
You want to let Panda give a hot take?
Let's do that. Hot
He's
take.
Really good at
Christmas
it.
Contest. Jiku has a, you're off the list now.
Yeah.
It's been a tough week.
Well, that's good because there was a lot of pressure on me.
And, Neil Patrick Harris, I think maybe skyrocketed.
Bobby Graham is the reason for that. It's actually, I don't remember his last name, but he's three and he's like head of the Graham Cracker mob and he wants everybody to call him Bobby Graham. And so we do
Bobby
Graham.
That's right, buddy.
And he didn't think that Panda put in the work.
That's right, buddy.
Bobby Graham's on the line.
Yeah, buddy.
What do you have against Panda, Bobby Graham?
Oh, I got nothing against Panda, but I got a lot
of Grim Crackers, sucker.
So you traded Panda's spot on the list for Graham Crackers.
I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
I know you would, Bobby.
He's heartless, ruthless.
He is.
That's a good Graham.
Panda?
So considering the CCB movie we got last year, this movie looks like a freaking masterpiece.
Well, yeah.
It's okay. It's not bad. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why it's elevated is because of Ben in this movie, the love interest. He does an absolutely phenomenal job, and I feel like Candace plays really well off of him in this. Obviously, they have a history. They have a past. They were on Fuller House together. But he brought so much fun and quirkiness to the movie, at least initially. I think that the first half of this movie is much stronger and more compelling to watch than the second half. Once they start really falling in love and he loses a lot of that goofy edge and it takes a turn for the more serious, this movie is not very interesting to me. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that the first half of this movie is I think, a fairly fun movie to watch, and somehow they lose that. And I think it takes place after they have the whole baking scene with the Yule log and everything. And once it steps out of that, he loses that quirky, quick dialogue that he was doing. And it becomes a kind of standard Hallmark movie, which is fine. But I felt like they were on pace to have something really special with this movie. That's just me. It wasn't bad. I was pleasantly surprised by this, especially considering what we got last year. But I still feel like it fell short of achieving what could have. If they had kept the pace they were in the first half of this movie, it probably would have ended up in my top 10. I was really loving Ben. I thought it was a fun movie.
John Brotherton is who we're looking
John
for.
John Brotherton. I really appreciate his performance, but the second half of this movie didn't land it for me.
Does he have many brothers?
A ton of them.
Thanks, everybody. Santa, red suit. Can you believe that guy? Yes, I adored this movie. I liked it a whole lot, everybody. I understand what you're getting from Panda, but I wouldn't use even the second half of this movie. I wouldn't classify it as run-of-the-mill Hallmark. I thought I'm becoming a fan of the reality trope. Hallmark's done a couple of those this year, and I would categorize this movie in that.
Very loosely
reality. Yeah, it's a local Denver reality show.
You're being pretty generous. No, but I'll give it to you. I'll grant it.
Because they do the interviews and stuff like that, which is definitely different.
Yeah.
And it works, and I think it was really fun. This is a really, really fun, charming movie, and probably my favorite character CCB's played in a while. I have to go back in time. I think the last CCB movie that I really liked was Journey Back to Christmas. And so it's been a few years. I think it was 2017. So
2017 was switched for Christmas.
Okay, 2016 then.
Yeah.
I really, really like this movie. And I agree. I think John Brotherton was a delight. I thought they worked really well together. And it's just a really sweet movie. I don't know how high it's going to get. Again, I'm going to have to pray about it and do some soul searching.
More room.
But I'll get there. But the short and sweet. I loved it.
Wow. This is a compliment. This movie is standard bad. And that is a compliment for me for a CCB film. And here's why I will say that. First of all, everyone who loved this movie, and the reason this movie is better than the last few that she's done is one reason only. Jwa Botkin. Jwa Botkin wrote the movie. She has written some of the better Hallmark movies. She's responsible for that snappy dialogue. She's responsible for jokes landing. And it's great that CCB allowed herself to play a different role. John Brotherton does a good job in this movie. I agree with what Panda says. As the movie turns serious, CCB does not land the dramatic side of this. I don't blame that on John Brotherton. That when we try to get serious with this movie, it is terrible. It's terrible. When it's lighthearted, fluffy, funny, breezy, brisk, it's watchable. When it's serious, it's awful. And then unfortunately, it is saddled with what I can only describe as the least amount of effort ever put in to a Christmas contest by the filmmakers in any movie I've ever seen, hands down, bar none, under any budget. They put the least amount of work possible into making this thing seem like a real contest, and it undermines the whole operation. Early on, we get some good scenes. We get some snappy dialogue. After that, it goes downhill and face plants pretty quickly. This will wind up in the middle of the pack for me, probably somewhere around 17 to 20.
Yep.
Which, for a CCB movie, as high as it's maybe ever been, Shoe Addict's Christmas is better than this movie, in my opinion. Aside from that, of the ones we've covered in our four seasons, this would be next on the list.
Mm. All right, there you go.
Oh, no, Journey Back to Christmas was really good.
Well, that wasn't in our four seasons.
We did. That was a July one. Yeah,
okay.
No, I think the one where she's in the, that's Garland for you, is probably...
Was that Let It Snow?
No. Oh, Let It Snow's Jesse Hutch.
Under Chris... under
Christmas Very Merry Mix-Up? No. Christmas Under Wraps.
Christmas Under Wraps.
Yeah. That is probably, for my opinion, her quintessential Christmas movie. With the one reindeer, she's the doc, you know, Kris Kringle.
I like that
got a heart attack, giving him a cookie. Like, that's a laugh a minute. Like, that's, you know... And
not
then
the Paul Green movie with the...
Christmas Detour?
No, with the... With the board and...
Yeah, the dream board. Yeah, I hate that movie. Yeah, that's a Ron Oliver, but I don't like that movie at all. I think Christmas Under Wraps is the one, in my opinion. And then Journey Back to Christmas would be second for me on that list.
I really like Journey Back to Christmas. I know that I shouldn't, but I just really like that
movie. Those two movies have something. Like, yeah. They have a spark in them. Yeah. Like, now I just, you know, I appreciated what they were going for, and CCB laying some jokes in this movie, which I've never been able to say about one of her movies before. So, you know.
Yeah.
God bless you, Jawad Botkin, because you helped a lot here.
Let's do the All the Feels part of the show. Okay. We're talking about what in this movie gave us feels. Panda?
There's a scene where her and, what's his name? Brotherton?
John Brotherton.
John.
Yes.
Are laying by the fire, and they're just casting shadows up on the wall.
It's mine as well.
It's a simple scene. There shouldn't be anything that necessarily stands out, but they capture... the coziness of the room. It just is great. But second of all, there's something just really neat that I haven't seen a couple do before, where they're having just a really fun time hanging out, goofing off, but at the same time, it's in an intimate setting. And I don't know, it gave me feels. I really like that.
I'm a sucker for shadow puppets. I'm a sucker for
really?
It. Yep.
Interesting.
I know.
You're a sucker for shadow puppets.
It's true. Me and Bran actually have a shadow puppet Sunday.
I appreciate you never inviting me to that.
We're shadow puppet pals.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I can't do shadow puppets. I don't...
You're a sucker for them because you cannot personally accomplish the
exactly
feat.
Right. When I see a good shadow puppet...
You go nuts. It makes sense.
Blows my freaking mind. And I try to do it with my hands and it just looks like, I don't know, like tangled nests. You know what I mean?
Nests.
Yeah. Yes, I can do plural. This. Got it. I can do like a little hand.
Well, you can just go this way and it's a dog. That's a dog.
I'll have to see it in the shadow.
Yeah, that can't envision like that. I can't. That looks like a hand.
Looks like a thumb that and four like fingers. You dummy.
You're talking a big game, but I got to see with the shadow.
That's true. That's fair. That's more.
And you've never once asked me to lay down next to you and do shadow puppets.
You know, those.
We've done a lot of things together.
Must have been lost in the mail because I send
Why
them.
Why are you mailing them? We live just a few houses down. Just walk that invite.
I just texted him for my invite.
Yeah, we're shadow puppet pals.
Yeah, yeah. So. I support the post office, and the fact that you guys don't is a little bit disconcerting.
But you could buy.
Don't turn this around.
It actually would be helpful. You'd be taking. They're very busy this time of year. You could still buy stamps from them, stamp it, and then just walk it down.
Maybe I'll give it a shot.
Okay. You support the post office, but they've literally lost every invite you've ever sent.
That's right. Well, no, I'm mailing them, and you're not getting them. I didn't say they lost them. You said, why are you mailing them? You didn't say you didn't get them. You said, why are you mailing them? So that means you could be throwing them away. You could not want to be my shadow puppet pal, and that's on you.
How are you possibly turning this around on me?
I said I mailed them. You said, why are you mailing them?
I've never got them.
You never got them?
I've never received them.
Yeah, I think you're lying.
Hey, guys, no, that's on me. I don't want to share my shadow puppet pal.
So you go by and go through my mail every day and intercept
through
them?
His mail every
and I just
day. Look
and I sit there and I go, oh, it's an invite, and I just take it.
Yeah.
I have a whole
I appreciate that.
I don't want to
Dan
share.
Can kick rocks.
Kick rocks, Dan. Shove off.
Shove off.
Gladly.
Dan?
No feels for me. No
feels?
No, come on. No feels for me. Sorry. A couple of the jokes landed. I don't remember them now, but yeah, no feels for me.
Jerky feels?
No. No, that jerky looked terrible.
Let's take a quick break here and dig down. We are back. We're talking Christmas contest. It's time for the Wait What, the part of the show we talk about what in this movie made us go, wait, what? Panda.
First of all, why do the buzzers both ding in the
Lord only knows.
I don't understand. Yeah. There's another point where the tabloid starts picking up the scandal where the two kiss.
Yeah.
What tabloid's picking up local Denver news? They're not real famous individuals.
I don't think they are, but I also know that the rest of this movie makes as much sense as
she's
that.
She's a COO.
And he's a former baseball players that have the accolades that they said he had, which were like a bunch of all-stars and a bunch of like,
okay,
like, but he is famous enough. She is not. But by the time they say the tabloids have picked it up, it's like,
yeah,
right. I don't know how that would make the front page of any possible tabloid.
It doesn't make any sense to me. That's right. And honestly, I mean, there's a few more, but I'll let you guys have them.
So. Listen, so Santa's zip code is set in this movie to be ho-o-o-o-o. I Googled this because I was like, is this something I don't know? No, it's not. The official address, if you're interested, I think it's from the post office, is 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888.
5/8.
5/8, not an ouch.
So they made that up and they called it trivia.
Yeah. And I'm not convinced that all of the trivia in this movie is not made up.
Well,
I'm
the speed of light thing that they say is not right.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'll get to it here. Yeah. There's trivia, which seems pretty cut and dry, but somehow they make it not. There's baking, which again, gingerbread must have been trash for her to not have gotten out because she literally put her face into the cake. But if anybody can explain to me the rules, the rating, how it. What is this singing, dancing thing? And what does it have to do with Christmas? Christmas baking, 100%. Christmas trivia, sure. Yeah.
Talent show?
It's not a talent show, though. It's that I would be okay with. They're forcing people, regardless of talent, to get up there and sing and dance. I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Yeah,
I know I'm getting too invested in this contest.
No.
If I was in the room where you know the sausage was made and I was a part of coming up with Denver's Christmas contest,
listen,
it wouldn't even have gotten close.
This is the giant wait what of this movie though. I mean, we start with one of the most ridiculous things ever in a trivia contest where multiple people can buzz in at the same time. Some of the questions aren't trivia. And then we slide down a slope into sheer madness.
Yeah.
The baking scene, like, how did they judge those? None of them have a bite taken out of them.
None of them have a bite taken out of them.
Candace Cameron-Bure fell in hers, and she still doesn't lose. How bad did that gingerbread cookie taste? Must have tasted like dirt. Nobody knows. It's still intact completely.
Yeah. Yep.
And then we get to a talent show in front of no audience with no backing music.
There is backing music, but it's weird backing
and
music.
And then the host keeps saying that they crushed it, and it's...
I don't know if they did.
What did they crush?
I don't know if they did.
And how are points awarded?
I don't know.
It is sheer madness. This is not a Christmas contest.
My guess is it had to be based off of your choreography and your outfits.
Maybe it's just
and it has nothing to do with singing, like your singing skill, because everybody's singing was the same
and bad,
just kind of like you're like there on low and kind of getting the words out. I think it was based off of wardrobe and dance.
It is the lack of effort and planning by the people making this film. Who, if you told me there's a trivia, a baking, and a talent portion, Hallmark has done all three of those well.
Yeah, sure.
You got CCB on a Sunday night after Thanksgiving. How did we get this hodgepodge beluga of nothingness on our screen. It was a mess out there, gang. The worst I've ever seen.
Dan, go ahead, though.
That's my main one. I do have a couple more. One, CCB in this movie has the worst mom on the planet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Barbara Niven, who is a joy as an actor, they have saddled her with being just mean.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, CCB is a woman in her 40s who's a COO.
You just sounded like someone listening to a good sermon.
You're like, oh, mm-hmm, man, wow. Amen. Amen.
You said,
amen.
Wow. Wow. It was like, wow. Oh, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. You said, wow.
Yeah. I just want to get this straight. Your daughter's in her 40s. She is the COO of a multinational corporation. And you're still being just actively mean to her about a boy she may or may not date under the guise that you care about her heart getting broken. Like,
that's good.
Good gracious. She's super successful and can take care of herself just a little bit. Like, she's just constantly like not comforting and nurturing and just like the worst all movie long. But I do want to back up, because the reason that CCB gets in this competition is because her mom wants her to help the old folks home with a donation. Mm. When she wins, she wins $25,000 to give her. Now, the average salary of a COO of a multinational corporation, which is what she says she is $500,000 with $500,000 with just under a $200,000 bonus and $135,000 of benefits. It's a package worth just shy of $1 million a year. You couldn't give 25K? You couldn't give 25K. Instead, you had to do this whole fake contest because you couldn't give $25,000 to save a leaky roof. I just don't buy it. I don't buy how that's possible. That is by and large it for me. That's all I got.
Let's get to what the Hallmark Spire show we want to know could have been. Maybe having some code rooms.
Yeah.
Panda?
Dan actually already took mine for his wait, what? Which was, why was the mom so cranky? And
she's terrible. Like, I don't understand.
I don't understand. You have somebody who's successful. I guess I just don't understand the bit. This isn't a wait, what? It is legitimately what occurred at the moment where all of a sudden she turned so quickly and she's willing to encourage her daughter. That's just, it felt like there was some inconsistency in the writing. I want to know what they thought they were doing with the character. I would like to know more about that situation.
Yeah. I mean, but she all like, Lara also right before that, she turns completely. And yes. she says, you're not thinking this through. You're not. Then the next day she quits.
I think the more I think of this movie is it has about 20 minutes of peppy dialogue and jokes, and then it just derails.
Yep.
I'm having a hard time knowing what her name actually is. So I would like definitive. It's L-A-R-A, but in the movie it is said Lara and Lara, and I think someone says Laura. So I just want somebody who knows to just help a brother out. Let me know what the name is.
Yeah.
Because I want to say Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they keep saying Laura, L-A-R-A.
But somebody says Lara.
They said multiple different ways.
I just want the
when
one.
It's spelled that way, it should be Lara, right?
Yes.
It should be Lara.
Like GMA Lara.
Lara. Yeah. Yeah. From the flea market show.
Yeah. You get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I need to know if there was an audition process for the host of the Christmas contest. Because how did we end up with this guy?
Yeah.
Was it just a thing where it's like, hey, Stan, I know you co-host Good Morning Denver. Well, now you got to do this job too. And he's over it. Or were there other people vying for this job and he actually won the role somehow? That's what I need to know. That's all I got.
That's fair, buddy. That's fair. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. What a week it was. And it wouldn't be a week at Deck the Hallmark without a double decker of the week. Mm. Each week we dive into the life, the story, the history of a double decker who has signed up.
A double decker. Of a double decker. Who's a double decker? Do you repaint it? Double decker.
Who has signed up for Rainbow Gen Plus and has become a double decker.
There we go. We got it. We can pronounce our hard R's. A double decker.
A double decker.
It's a double decker.
So it's half of the double decker of the week. Double decker of the week.
It's Kayla, either.
Here we have Kayla, the double-decker or the wee whippada.
It's Kayla. It's either Kayla Brelinthin or Brelinthin. I don't know which. I'm gonna. Which one do you think it is? Since you the
Brelinthin.
Brelinthin.
Yep.
Okay.
Kayla, let me tell you.
Top notch.
What's the next level above top notch, Dan?
Medium notch.
Above it, you high. Dumb.
Double-decker of the week.
I'm going to take the rest of this episode off. I'm going to enjoy you guys.
Okay, go ahead. Hit me.
So Kayla, she has created a brand new podcast review. So she's not reviewing podcasts, but she reviews new things called, and it's called Apple Watch.
But it's a podcast.
It is a podcast where she reviews.
So it's a review podcast.
Yeah. Okay. Where she reviews.
Why did Apple you call Watch. It a podcast review? That sounds like a stage play.
I don't understand She's the question. I'm not going to answer.
Podcast.
Yes.
That reviews things.
Reviews Apple Watch.
The podcast is called
Apple Watch. And she reviews Apple.
What do you mean that review?
We've already done a full bit on the fruit apple. We've already done it. But I have a feeling we're going back to that well again, that orchard, if you will.
Sure.
She's watching actual apples.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's pretty self-explanatory. She goes to an orchard and she watches, and she gives a review every week on the updates of it.
What apples this season?
There's probably more than one.
Yeah.
Keep up.
Gala.
You
Macintosh.
Can't keep Fuji, an eye Fuji. On more than one apple.
One per but episode.
She's, yeah,
man.
One per Come episode. On. She's just giving an update every week. Think about that.
Yeah. It's a weekly update.
She has different segments.
I'm sorry.
It's the Gala
I just
segment
assumed.
Of the week.
I just assumed that like each season was a different, like watching a different.
That trick. Would be the dumbest podcast I've ever heard.
Okay. Well, let's find out what this one is. Apple.
Apple Watch. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Apple Watch.
Hi.
It's Darlene.
It's Darlene.
Sandy, you guys doing all right today?
Oh, so good.
Let's watch an apple.
Hey, Sandy, you want to cue up our first segment? It's Fuji time. Now, if you remember last week, this sweet pea was trying to run off on us.
Darlene, are you okay?
I'm good.
Sometimes you get lost in the ocean. Oh,
yeah. He is a fun one.
Yeah, Sandy, you're right. Darlene's a fun one.
Go ahead. Oh, you get me.
She's our regular Granny Smith.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Anyway, you want to cue that first segment, Sandy?
Fuji time!
Oh, well, this little sweet peas, she's doing a little better this week.
Not trying to run off anymore?
No, we got her on a park bench.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Keep her eye on
the
her.
The sun's hitting pretty hard, though.
Oh, she could overripe.
You going to be a rotten apple.
Yeah.
Rotten?
Tell him.
You're rotten.
Oh, God.
We'll be back now. Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen, feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.